Persuader by Lee Child. For Jane and the Shorebirds. Chapter 1. The cop climbed out of his car exactly 4 minutes before he got shot. He moved like he knew his fate in advance. He pushed the door against the resistance of a stiff hinge and swiveled slowly on the worn vinyl seat and planted both feet flat on the road. Then he grasped the door frame with both hands and heaved himself up and out. He stood in the cold, clear air for a second, and then turned and pushed the door shut again behind him, held still for a second longer. Then he stepped forward and leaned against the side of the hood, up near the headlight. The car was a 7-year-old Chevy Caprice. It was black and had no police markings, but it had 3 radio antennas and plain chrome hubs. Most cops you talk to swear the Caprice is the best police vehicle ever built. This guy looked like he agreed with them. He looked like a veteran plainclothes detective with the hold of the motor pool at his disposal. Like he drove the ancient Chevy because he wanted to. Like he wasn't interested in the new Fords. I could see that kind of stubborn old-timer personality in the way he held himself. He was wide and bulky in a plain dark suit made from some kind of heavy wool. He was tall but stooped. An old man. He turned his head and looked north and south along the road, and then craned his thick neck to glance back over his shoulder at the college gate. He was 30 yards away from me. The college gate itself was purely a ceremonial thing. 2 tall brick pillars just rose up from a long expanse of tended lawn behind the sidewalk. Connecting the pillars was a high double gate made from iron bars, bent and folded and twisted into fancy shapes. It was shiny black. It looked like it had just been repainted. It was probably repainted after every winter.